Radio producers Chris Hoff and Sam Harnett are the creative force behind The World According to Sound. Sam says it all started about 10 years ago.
We were working in public radio, you know, love public radio, love the medium, but was starting to feel a little stale. Like all the stories, all the interviews, you know, the spots, the features, the two ways, we're all kind of starting to sound the same to us a little bit, just the format, just like kind of locked in this format. So, you know, Chris and I met, we both worked in public radio. We were discussing, you know, well, what would we do that would be different? So we started this sort of side project where the idea was to talk as little as possible. It was basically try to let the sound be the center of the piece. And so we started making these 90-second pieces. Some of them end up airing on All Things Considered. This was like 8 years ago. And now that little podcast, you know, we had all these sounds. We thought, you know what, why not try to put them on some big speakers and see what they'd sound like in a room? So we did the first live show kind of on a whim. We took all the sounds from the podcast. We remixed them for 8 channels instead of 2 channels. And so, yeah, we did the first live show. It was a big success. People really loved it. And, yeah, we've just been sort of tweaking it and adapting it and changing it ever since.
What is it about that sensory experience that is that you find so interesting and appealing?
Sure.
in this?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved sound. That's how I got into radio. And what I liked about sound is that it leaves a lot for the listener to do. You know, with visuals, you're kind of filling in all the information. And you know, if you're watching TV or a film, there's like, you've got the sound and you've got the visuals. You know, the person watching a film is probably not imagining a whole other set of visuals in their head. But with sound, there's a lot of negative space. And that's, again, what I liked when I was doing radio. And in our show, we take that a little, you know, step further by having you sit in the dark and you wear this eye mask so you can't see anything. And you're really, in some ways, forced to not be distracted by other things, to not multitask, really just sort of attentively listen. And I think a big thing for both Chris and I was that, you know, especially now with media and, you know, where technology is at, there's always pressure to multitask. So the show is really about kind of shutting that all out and focusing on something for an hour and 10 minutes, and doing it with other people. I mean, I think another sort of big problem with media and technology is that it's making us increasingly individual. You know, we consume media more individually. We lock ourselves off with our headphones and, you know, in our computer, you know, being on the internet, you're just sort of, the whole idea is that all this stuff is going to connect people, but really it's kind of pushing us farther apart. So this idea of bringing people together to listen to a thing at the same time is a big part of the show.
The show is an experience in attentive listening. A ring of speakers is set up around the audience. The lights are low and everyone wears a blindfold. Chris Hoff talks about what those in attendance will experience.
It is really a range of like sounds from nature, sounds, you know, from, you know, very much sounds from the human world and kind of anything between, even sounds that you actually can't hear normally, but, you know, like infrasonics or ultrasonics, things that are above or below the human range of hearing. You know, there's stuff from the early 20th century all the way up to now, like, you know, from the very beginnings of recorded sound all the way up to now. Like it's really a survey of like the world of sound and of the power of sound.
And while the show description may sound daunting or weird, Chris says it really isn't.
And I think it's very accessible. And that's kind of the point that we're trying to make, or that we're, the point of this show is to sort of create a soft landing for people who otherwise don't listen so intentionally.
Chris Hoff and Sam Harnett's program, The World According to Sound, takes place Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. at McLeod Theater. The program is free and open to the public. Tickets are available through Eventbrite. The program is sponsored in part by the School of Media Arts, the College of Arts and Media, and WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams.